Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
Keep winning.
Hi, I'm Rashawn McDonald. I host the weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is the 2024 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie. She's showcasing Ball is Beautiful, as you will see in a minute, as the first ever Ball Kenyan model for the magazine. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Achin Ogutu. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Can I just get it out of the way? You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Can I just say that? I just want to if you want to hit a home run, just go up to the bat, just start swinging. You are a home run. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rashawn. I'm so excited to be here today.
You know, the thing about when I interview individuals, especially from a glamorous standpoint or from the world of beauty or fitness, there are always stereotypes, okay? They come with that. People expect certain people to look a certain way. Now, you're bald.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
But do you fit the standard of what people you think people are looking for? And how did you break that barrier?
No, I don't think I do. I've gotten a lot of feedback, unsolicited feedback from people who think as a woman, it is very unfeminine of me to cut my hair. I'm also a very vibrant and vivacious and loud person. And people think that all those things are very not womanlike. And
wow.
For me, those are stereotypes that people are imposing on me based off of their insecurities. So how I'm choosing to get over that is that what they're going through has nothing to do with me. I have one life on this earth, and if I can live it for myself, doing the things I want to do, being the person I know I truly am, then that's it. And I'm happy.
Well, you should be happy because, like I said, first of all, that's the stereotype of beauty. Then you come from Kenya.
Yes.
And I'm sure you have to deal with stereotypes. Give us some of the stereotypes that you deal with, or people's perception of what Kenya is, what people do for a living in Kenya, and as you start to make the transition. Let's start with the stereotypes of Kenya in general.
That Kenyans can't speak English. I think people are always like, you're from Kenya and you speak English? Yes. And I went to international school back home. I'm very well educated. My dad is an educator. And so they are shocked that I can, one, speak English, that I can speak more than one language. And I think that's their limitation of them thinking that, especially Africans, don't have the opportunity to be educated. Another one is where I live. They are like surprised when I post pictures when I'm back home that like I live in a house and a good house too. And that my dad is driving me around in a car and that I'm not riding an elephant or like having a pet lion. Like these stereotypes, because, you know, social media or the media is, that's what they show you, right? They show you a video about how you, if you send a dollar a day, you can save somebody in Uganda, you know? And so I think it's so hard for them to even comprehend that a woman like me can exist in a space that like this. You know, and that regardless of my background, that I can still do this.
Wow. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I believe everything you said, because I have grown up in the United States and I've seen that dollar a day. I've seen where they promote safaris all the time, big game hunting all the time. I've been stereotyped with, I got to say, Tarzan movies, you know, and these things still dominate, whether you want to say or not, in our media today. But more importantly, a lot of it is just to suppress the intelligence of a race of people.
Yes.
And I think that's where racism comes in. That's where stereotypes are born out of. Now that you're over here, Mr. Gotu, what have been some of your mentors that have told you, keep doing what you're doing, don't worry about it, and we have to worry about it. What are some of the mentors that will help you?
As in, somebody who's always been in my circle and my corner since 96 are my parents, okay? And they have always wanted the best for me. My parents have sacrificed so much for me to even be in this space. And so, for example, them letting me leave Kenya at 16 to move to the U.S., like, they wanted better for me. So I would say my parents had, like, such great, great, great mentors for me. I also have an amazing manager who I'm obsessed with. Like, she is my Kris Jenner. She does make things happen. And she has been my champion for forever in, I think, personally, in my career. She has continued to push me and say, like, you can do that. You can work with this brand. You can walk into those space and do whatever you need to do. You can talk to that person. You can step in this meeting. And so that lady, I'm obsessed with her. And my other mentor was my American mother, who I stayed with the first time I moved to the U.S. And she was one of the people that really helped me step out of my shell and be like, it's okay for you to cut your hair and still feel beautiful and sexy and confident. It's okay for you to speak up and say you don't want to eat this, or you don't want to talk to this person, or you don't want to wear this. And so she has been an amazing support for me as well.
Well, you can't win without support. And I'm going to tell you this, you know, my head is bald because I have no choice. Okay, I'm just letting you know. Your boy had me. Nature came along, Mr. Gotu, and went, okay, brother, either you're going to look like your hair got problems or you're going to cut it off. So I had to cut it off. And like you, your head works. You know, not everybody can cut their hair off now.
So many people say that. People say, like, you have a good head. And, like, I think everybody has a good head, but.
No. Just stop it right there, Mr. Gotu. You have the right face structure, smile, nose, head.
Love it.
Everybody can't do it right because of. You know, it's just God is giving people certain things of value. Now, when you start talking about your manager, because I want to go back to that, because sometimes you have to have people see things in you that you don't see.
Yeah.
Like you said, your parents are your ultimate mentors that allowed you to come over to the U.S. when you were 16. But how did this manager come into your life? And what were the motivations? Because, see, now you're a big motivator on your social media platform. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about somebody who had to motivate you first.
So she actually came into my life in a season where I was really about to give up. I was about to stop doing social media and go full time in corporate America, which I'm so glad that, you know, I feel like the universe and God was like, we have something better for you. You better not give up today. And on the day I was about to literally put my pen down and say, you know what, hands up, I'm good. I got an email from her and she said, introduce yourself. And she said, listen, I've been watching you for like a few months now, and you've really motivated me to, you know, do things in my life that I was afraid to do. Yeah. And you inspire me and so many women. And I just want to see if we can work together and kind of just conquer this space together. And I said, yeah. I said, okay. People are watching you, seeing me, I'm seeing you. And since that day, she has, I can't even think. This was 2 years ago. At that point, I was overworked. I was in grad school. I was sad. I was broke. I was just had nothing to like kind of look forward to, even though I was like really enjoying doing social media. And she is the one who like brought it to me and said, like, listen, you have something in you that is special, that people would love to experience, that you can take far. And so she's the one who continues to be like, I know we are feeling like this, or I know you're exhausted about this, so take time for yourself. But when you're ready, come back and let's get back to business. So
that's lovely. Yes. You know, because that's what you're doing now to worldwide on your social media. Now, you said you was doing social media. Am I ready to throw in the towel? I'm just trying to, whenever I talk to someone like you who's special, who's now found their brand, found their voice, because that's what you have, you found your voice. Now you're sharing that voice worldwide. What are the trigger points for you when you get up in the morning and you, because you're natural and inspirational. And I'm going to just tell you that up front. When I see you, I feel the need to smile. I feel the need to, you know, make sure you're happy. And I think that's important with people like you. So what is the engagement point of motivation when you get up in the morning?
So I have a pretty strict routine. And so I make sure the morning especially is for me, because I think it's so easy to get sucked into like, I'm getting up and I'm going on social and all these things. And so I get up. I try and get in my 30-minute hot girl walk, put on my skincare and go outside and strut it around.
What is the hot girl walk? You're not going to let that slide past me, Mr. Go-To.
Okay.
What is the hot girl walk?
A hot girl walk. Yeah. Everybody needs it. Rishon, you need to get on your hot girl work energy too, okay? I do my skincare and I normally put on like my eye mask and my face mask, my sheet mask, and I go and strut around Brooklyn, listening to music, kind of just getting my energy up for the day. I love it. It's exciting. I feel great. I'm also doing a little skincare so I can be glowy as soon as I get back home. So it's 30 minutes of moving my body and also reminding myself, like, you know, my body can move. Like, I'm living in this, you know, temple. I can be outside doing my thing, you know?
And so, you're motivating me now.
Okay. And so that, you know, 30 minutes, hot girl walk, I'm feeling great. Come back. Normally either pray or I call my parents because love them, favorite people in the world. Talk to them. They're also my greatest point of like motivation. My dad is the original No Ordinary Noir. He loves the camera. He loves to be spunky and fun. And I feel like I get it from him too. So he's always telling me, Aching, today is your day. Today you can do whatever you want. Today you can be amazing. Of course, I'm going to have a great day after that.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Here's the funny part. You went into an accent when you start doing your dad. You went from this perfect English to this African accent. Okay, where did that come from? She was just talking real clear. Does her dad really talk like that with that accent?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Ching.
You can do it. You can be great. Yes, absolutely. And so
I love it.
Those are like two of my really big things that get me motivated. And I always do affirmations as well. My best affirmation is you're safe within yourself, you're loved vibrantly and conditionally, and you're going places, honey, because we got things to do, places to go, things to experience.
Now, 2 years ago, you said with your manager, that wasn't there, okay?
Yeah.
You know, that motivation, that person looking you in the eyes and telling, does she see what you don't see yet? Now you see it now. And your social media. And we're not going back to your manager because I always tell people, everybody, you know, your parents, you know, they're going to support you. They're supposed to support you. It's the strangers that come in and see you. That's what can catch you off guard. And I think that's, wow, what did she see? Is she real? Okay. So now we're going to go to the Sports Illustrated 2024 swimsuit. Because all this happened in 2 years, Miss Hot Walk, Hot Girl Walk, okay? How did that come about? Did you submit photos? Did you submit photos? Did you have interviews? Were you doing some things that led up to that moment? Because I know people want to know how that experience comes about for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
How did it come about for you?
So Sports Illustrated Swimsuit has an swim search opportunity, and they do it every year. And so I said, listen, this year is going to be my year. So I put in a video and I sent it in. And with the grace of God, I say, please, this has to be my portion. It has to be mine because I know I deserve that opportunity and that position and that space. And I sent it in and I thought it was fabulous and gorgeous. And a few months later, I was actually in Kenya and I get an email in the middle of the night saying, oh, you have been selected for top 12. I said, top 24. I said, me?
Okay. You just sent a video in.
Yeah. So you send
a
video.
You're in top 24.
So you send a video talking about yourself, what inspires you, what makes you happy, what makes you wake up in the morning, why you think you'd be a great, like a great person to be part of the rookies. So it wasn't just a video of me being cute, which I think can also work, but it was, I was talking about my story and what inspires me and why I love SI and why I think it's important to have people.
So your story, you feel, was a dominant component of you being selected, at least in the top 24.
Absolutely, because for me, my biggest thing with my platform and my brand is to make sure that women who look like me and talk like me and have the same life experiences as me have a platform and have a space where they can feel seen. Because we can't just wait for the next Lupita Nyong'o to show up, right? We can't wait for the motivation. We can't wait for the inspiration. So it just has to be you. So why not me, you know? And so I sent in a video about, you know, my life and my story and why I think that's important. And I got selected for top 24, got down to top 12. And just last summer, before I walked the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit show in Miami, I got picked as the top 7 and got announced as rookie, which is so exciting.
Wow. I know it's a lot of things you left out because, you know, it's a journey, you know, and it's not, you know, we could say she went from, you know, I wrote this beautiful story about me. I just sent it in. I'm sending Kenya, get this email. I'm the top 24 and I'm walking a runway. And I realized, bam, I'm a rookie. 2024 rookie. But that's, you know, something when you start telling your story, it is that easy because you decided to make an effort. And a lot of people stop themselves, Ugutu, by not making that effort. And that's what I always talk about in the show. I always tell you, some of our biggest enemies are ourselves. I always tell people, I wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and that's me. You know, it's not going to change. I'm not suddenly become white. I'm not suddenly going to become small. My skin complexion is not going to change. My teeth aren't getting any whiter.
Okay.
This is me. You have to live in it and also believe what you are delivering is what's going to win. And that's what I come across with you. Your parents gave you the foundation. Your manager was the uplift in your life. And now, as you sit here and we're talking about being 2024 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Rookie, what do you mean? What do you think that means for people in America who see you and most importantly, people back in Kenya?
I think it shows that literally anyone can do it. You just have to have that little, just an ounce of belief in yourself can take you so far. I have gotten so much rejection in my life from working, from, you know, relationships, from life. And if I did not have that little belief in myself that rejection was just redirecting me to the sweet spot I needed to be in so I could be the best version of myself, then I wouldn't be sitting here with you, Rashad, Kiki, you know, having fun. And,
well, you know, I got to say this to you because, you know, sometimes we use that word like anybody. You're not anybody. Let me go and just say that.
Oh, God.
You know, you're not. Let's all be real, Mr. Gutu.
Yes.
Let's all be real because of the fact that it's a lot of beautiful people out there. There's a lot of people who got that hot girl walk, okay? But do they? Because I do social media. It's a task to motivate people. It's a task to get up and respond to people who respond to your motivation.
Well,
it's a lot of work to do, to be you. You know, let's go and be real, Double A. I'm calling you Double A, okay? Because of the fact that if you understand that, then you know, people appreciate you even more. And so when I got out the opportunity to interview you, I grew up with 6 sisters. And so 6 sisters in America, African-American, black, women of color, and they've all been told what they can do. And when I see somebody like you, when you stepped in for the shoot, did you feel surreal or did you feel that you were making a statement or making a difference? What were your thoughts at the shoot?
First of all, it was the best day of my life. It was very much, I don't know how to describe this. There's many spaces I've walked in where I feel like an imposter syndrome, like, I don't know if I really belong here. But on that day, it was such a day of confirmation for me that I am exactly where I need to be, doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing around the people I'm supposed to be around. So it was insane. It was surreal. First of all, I was shooting in a beautiful location. My skin was glowing. The music was great. The water looked beautiful. And I can't, also, I'll make sure to send you a copy once it comes out, because we got to celebrate that.
No, I'm telling you, it's a good too. It better be an autograph.
I will make sure it is.
If you send me a plain magazine, I'm going to be so mad at you. I'm going to go on social media and say, I got the hot girl wall from a Gutu, and she didn't even send me no magazine. Shame on that rookie.
It wouldn't be a shame.
I'm going to call you a rookie. I'm going to call you an amateur.
I'm going to make sure it's autographed and everything. But it was a very special day, and honestly, a confirmation for a lot of hard work that I put into my career and what I do every day. So it was amazing. That's all you need to know.
Okay. Let me just talk about my perception.
Yes.
It's going to be personality driven.
Absolutely. Okay?
It's going to be motivating. I got to tell the people, because you can't tell, but I got to tell from a guy who's been there working with a fantastic talent in an interview, this is what you're going to get. First of all, you're going to get Mr. Gute.
Yes.
First of all, gonna get that. Double A, I call her. Hot girl walk all day long. All day long. She's gonna be motivated.
Yes.
She's gonna be uplifted.
Absolutely.
But more importantly, honest.
Yes. Very. Very.
Honest.
Yes.
Because you're gonna tell us, because you've been there for us. You've been there. And I think that's what's important. I think that's what is accelerating your success right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing you've told me in this interview feels contrived.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing feels fake, even when I teased you by going into your father's accent. You know, because that's the honest side of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through these things, and are you going to get into potential clothing lines or anything like that? Any speaking tours or any acting? I know this show is here, but it's just another stepping stone or what that fantastic manager you have is delivering for you.
Yes, I think I want to give my audiences experiences. I don't think having a tangible product will do a lot for my audience at this point. Like, you know, get a cute outfit. You can get a cute outfit anywhere. You know what I mean? But we have toyed with this for so long. And I think like a retreat or a confidence tour is something that I'm looking up or looking into. And something that I think would be fun and exciting and would actually make a difference in people's lives. So definitely that's what I'm thinking about that. I'm going to be doing way more speaking engagements this year. So whoever is watching, I might be in your city at some point and come and kiki and hang out with me. But I think for me, this is the year of the superstar.
Did I kiki with you?
Okay, yes, absolutely. For me, this is the year of the superstar, and I'm just ready to take it to the moon.
Wow. You know, first of all, thank you for coming on my show.
Absolutely.
Thank you for blessing me with having it. You know, I get up at 4:30 in the morning. So these days can get long, and I do a lot of these interviews, and I've been laughing. I've been joking around. I've been asking you questions. This doesn't even feel like work. This is not a job.
I love
it. And I think that's the fun part of what you're going to bring to the table. And my whole goal in life is to help build your brand. You don't know me. I'm a family member now. Okay. Down in Atlanta. You said, you know somebody? Yeah, I know Rashawn McDonald. Oh, you can let them know that. That's my boy. You can put that's my boy tied to it. Because I'm going to take care of it. Say, my boy Rashawn McDonald live down there. Okay, cool. Because when you come down here, I'm going to take care of you, girl. But more importantly, thank you for taking care of me, because I now owe you a favor for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Okay?
Thank you so much. I had such a great time. Can't wait to see your hard goal work videos, your affirmation videos.
You know, we going to go viral. Make sure I got is the shoulders right?
It's the shoulders. In, out. All in the shoulders, Rashawn. Oh,
thank you. I really appreciate you for coming to my show, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.